So today we celebrate this great feast, the Feast of All the Saints. Normally, throughout the liturgical calendar, we have a saint day, a feast day for a particular saint, Francis, Claire, James, whomever. Those famous saints, the saints who have statues and they have holy cards and we know a lot about them. But everyone who's in heaven is a saint. And they all are those that we heard about in that reading from Revelation, are part of that great multitude that can't be counted, that surround the throne, the altar in heaven, praising God, lifting up our prayers as incense to the throne of our Heavenly Father. This is what the saints are doing. At the school mass earlier today, the fourth grade class were dressed as their favorite saints and they processed in with us. And I reminded them that this is what happens every mass. You might get stuck with just a couple of servers and a priest and a deacon, but the entire multitude, the heavenly army is here with us, surrounding this throne of the Heavenly Father, offering worship. And this is what we're celebrating today, that everyone who's in heaven is a saint, and they are living to make intercession for us, whether we know their name or not. And this, God willing, will be our feast day. I mean, maybe you will have that special grace to be an officially canonized saint, and you'll have your name on the calendar, and we'll have a holy card stuck on our Bible to pray for your intercession. But most of us, God willing, will get to heaven. This is the day that our family will pray for us in a very particular way. And it's fitting that we start this month of November with All Saints Day, because the month of November is the month where the church asks us to reflect on the four last things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. As we get to the end of the liturgical calendar, the church helps us to remember that one day we'll be at the end of our life, and there's a decision that we'll be judged worthy of heaven or worthy of hell. And so we start this month as a little enthusiastic excitement, so we won't get too dragged down by the thought of judgment. Because as St. John told us, that we are children of God. The first time those words were prayed about us or said about us was at our baptism. At the end of that baptismal rite, the priest or deacon will say, "This son or daughter is indeed a child of God." And we get that notion from St. John's writing, that in our baptism, we become a temple of the Holy Spirit. God begins to live within us. And as St. Paul tells us in Ephesians, he's equipped us with every spiritual blessing. And he tells us in Philippians that we have everything that we need to become the saints that we already are. You know, Pope Benedict says that we live in this in-between, the already and the not yet. We've been given a taste of sanctity. And every time we come to Mass, we get a big taste of sanctity. But through our life of discipleship, through the choices that we make, we choose to continue this path towards sanctity, or we choose to reject it. And it's this month of November, and so tomorrow we'll have the list of names of the dead on the altar to remind us that the final end will come for us. But it's nothing to be afraid of. We live for that day. We live for the day that we will get to see our Lord face to face. Because as we sang, that we are the people who seek the face of God. This is the people, Lord, who long to see your face. Is that desire true for you? This past Sunday, the blind man was begging. And when Jesus came by, he called out. And Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And every time Jesus comes by us, he asks us that same question: "What do you want me to do for you?" That blind man said, "Give me the one thing that's keeping me from seeing you. Give me that one thing that's preventing me from following you." So in this month, we reflect on the last things, on our final end. We cry out to Jesus to give us that one thing that we need that's keeping us from following him. Now, the church gives us like the minimum standard of what it means to be a practicing Catholic. There's five things that the church expects from her children. Mass on Sundays and holy days. So this is a bare minimum to come today. To go to confession once a year for mortal sins. To receive the Eucharist at least once a year during the Christmas season, or Easter season. And most of us receive daily or at least weekly. The church expects us to receive once to make sure that when we do receive, we are in the worthy state to receive. So Mass, confession, communion, observe the days of fasting, and to support the church. Typically financially, but whenever way the church needs our support, we are called to support her. These are the five precepts of the church, bare minimum of what it requires to continue this path towards sanctity. And if we go to Mass every week, if we pray every day, if we confess at least once a month, we can be relatively certain we're heading in a great trajectory, that we're on that path to be counted among the uncountable multitude. This is a great day for rejoicing. Death is nothing to be afraid of, but it is a reality for us to reflect upon. As we continue this great day, let us call upon that multitude of saints who live to intercede for us, who are our champions, our cheerleaders, waving us in beyond the finish line. They've made it, and they want us there to be there with them. Let us ask for their intercession, that one day we too will be counted among that great number of saints. Amen.